The Emperor's New Clothes.
A long time ago, there was an emperor who loved clothes.
He would change his clothes every hour, then show them off to his people. Look at my beautiful clothes. Two tailors heard the emperor's love the clothes,
so they went to see the emperor.
Oh, I love those.
Your Highness, we would like to make you a special suit.
We would make it a suit from your finest clothes you have ever seen. The emperor was very excited. I love clothes. I look so good in them.
Our first cloth is very special. Your Highness, smart people are the only ones who can see it.
Not so smart people can't see this cloth at all.
The emperor looked at this idea.
Yes. Make me a special suit with your finest clothes. The emperor gave the tailors bags of gold to pay for the suit. The tailors hurried away.
A few days later, the emperor sent his smartest servant to see the tailors. The tailors seemed to be working hard, but the servant couldn't see what they were working on.
The servant didn't want the tailors to think he wasn't smart, so he pretended to see the clothes.
Oh, look at that! That looks beautiful! I love the bright colors!
The servant told the emperor about the beautiful clothes.
About a week later, the tailors asked to see the emperor.
The tailors pretended to hold the new suit.
What do you think of your new suit, Your Highness?
Isn't it beautiful? The emperor couldn't see the suit, but he didn't want anyone to think he was a smart. So he smiled and nodded.
The tailors pretended to help the emperor but put on his new suit.
The emperor looked in the mirror. All he saw was his underwear. But he still just smiled and nodded. Do I look good in my new suit?
Oh, yes, Your Highness. Everyone will want to see you in your new suit.
Let's have a parade. Oh my, oh dear, very well. Let's have a parade.
The emperor led the parade down the castle steps and into the street. Many people came to see the emperor in his new suit.
The emperor walked by the people, cheered. The people cheered and waved. No one told him that they couldn't see the suit. Look at the emperor. Isn't his new suit beautiful?
Suddenly, a small child pointed to the emperor.
The emperor isn't wearing any clothes.
The parade stopped. Everyone was quiet.
The emperor turned and looked at the boy. Then people began to whisper to one another.
Look at the emperor. He has clothes. Finally, the emperor understood what had happened. We must return to the castle.
Before he left, the emperor nodded at the small boy. The small boy smiled.
Then the emperor turned around and walked up the castle steps.
Once the emperor was alone in his room, he stood in front of the mirror.
How foolish I have been! I am so glad that little boy spoke up. From now on, if I can't see, I will say so.
Now that's smart.